Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the TCI Express Limited's Q4 FY26 earnings conference call, hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikram Suryavanshi from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Swapnali. Good afternoon, and very warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for being on the call of TCI Express Limited. We are happy to have the management with us here today for question and answer session with the investment community. The management is represented by Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Mukti Lal, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Pavitra Panda, Chief Business Officer. Before we start with the question and answer session, we'll have opening comments from the management. I will hand over the call to Mr. Chandra Agarwal for opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Vikram. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 financial 26 earnings conference call of TCI Express Limited. I would like to thank all of you for joining us today. I hope you and your families are doing well. Our earnings presentation for the quarter has already been shared on the company's website and with the stock exchanges, and I trust you have had the opportunity to review it. To begin with, I will provide an overview of the business performance, operational developments, and key strategic initiatives during quarter four of financial year 26. Following this, our Executive Director and CFO, Mr. Mukti Lal, will take you through the financial performance in greater detail. Q4 26 marked another quarter of positive business momentum for TCI Express, with the company delivering sequential improvement and maintaining its growth trajectory for the second consecutive quarter. During the quarter, the company strengthened its multimodal logistics capabilities, customer engagement initiatives, and operational execution across business verticals. Demand trends remained encouraging across pharmaceuticals, automotive, engineering, renewable energy, consumer goods, and SME-led shipments. The operating environment during the quarter remained challenging due to geopolitical tensions and the conflict in West Asia, which resulted in elevated airline fuel prices and increased logistics costs across the industry. Additionally, higher labor costs and temporary business disruptions arising from the water-related SIR activities impacted operating conditions across select markets. While these external factors created near-term pressures on business operations, the company remained focused on service reliability, network efficiency, and customer-centric execution, while maintaining a cautious approach towards the evolving market conditions. The Surface Express business remained the largest contributor to the company's operation during Q4 of 26, supported by customer additions, improved traction across industrial and SME-led shipments, and higher contribution from key sectors, including automotive, defense, solar, EV, and pharma. During the quarter, the company expanded its last mile delivery network through new branch additions and strengthened operational reach across key regions. The upgraded Nagpur sorting center also commenced operations with enhanced handling capacity and improved processing efficiency to support higher cargo volumes and faster turnaround times. Other business verticals also delivered healthy momentum during the year, supported by focused operational execution and network optimization initiatives. Rail Express recorded strong growth, driven by rising adoption of rail-based cargo movement, consistent service reliability, and expansion of dedicated rail operations on key long-haul corridors. Domestic Air Express delivered strong operational performance, supported by improved airport connectivity, shipment consolidation initiatives, optimized cargo planning, and increased traction from pharmaceuticals and temperature-sensitive cargo segments. The International Air Express business strengthened its global network reach through customer additions, international partnerships, cargo consolidations were also taken during the year. Sea Express segment maintained healthy growth through the higher express trucking movement, conversion of existing customer opportunities, and traction from industrial sectors as pharma, automotive, and manufacturing in general. Meanwhile, the e-commerce express segment continued to witness strong momentum supported by growing volumes from D2C brands, marketplace sellers, and expansion of last mile delivery operations across key metro markets. Across these segments, the company continued strengthening technology integration, operational visibility, and AI execution capabilities to further improve customer experience and overall delivery network. During the Q4 26, TC Express reported year-on total income growth of 6%, along with sequential improvement over the previous quarter. The company also maintained healthy capacity utilization levels during the quarter, while continuing to focus on operational discipline, cost optimization, and network productivity. Financial 26 was a year of significant achievements for the company, as it crossed the 1,000 crore balance sheet milestone and surpassed 1 million tons of cargo handled during the year. The company continued to maintain a debt-free balance sheet with sustained focus on cost discipline, operational efficiency, and liquidity management. Reflecting its strong financial position and commitment towards shareholder value creation, the company also declared a higher dividend during the year. Furthermore, during the year, the company continued to strengthen its focus on leadership development, employee engagement, and social responsibility initiatives. TCI Express was also recognized as a great place to work for the sixth consecutive year, reflecting the company's strong people-centric culture and workplace practices. Furthermore, during the year, through the TCI Express Foundation, the company also continued to undertake community-focused initiatives across preventive healthcare, Olympics sports training, rural development, environmental sustainability, and vocational skill development under programs such as Kavaj, Shaurya, Samantha, and Saksham. Positively impacting beneficiaries across multiple regions and reinforcing the company's commitment towards inclusive and sustainable community development. Looking ahead, TCI Express remains focused on strengthening its multimodal logistics capabilities, expanding technology-based AI operations, and improving customer engagement across the service verticals. The company continues to focus on infrastructure expansion, operational automation, rail corridor planning, specialized cargo movement, and B2C network development to support long-term growth opportunities across the express logistics sector. While geopolitical uncertainties and elevated fuel prices may continue to create near-term challenges for the logistics industry, the company remains focused on operational efficiency, service reliability, and customer-centric execution. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mukti Lal to take you to the financial performance for Q4, financial year 26. Thank you.
Thank you, Chandra sir, and good afternoon, everyone. And I will now take through the financial performance of TCI Express Limited for the quarter and financial year end. And as our managing director has already highlighted the business environment and operational development and service initiative we have taken across key verticals in the company, I will primarily focus on financial and operational highlight for the quarter and full year. So for quarter four, as I hope everyone has been gone through our website on for this investor presentation. So we achieved a revenue of 327 crore rupees as compared to 308 crore in Q4 of last year. So you know, we are registering a growth of 6% plus, and on a sequential basis we have grown 4%, and total income stood is 331 crore in this quarter. EBITDA for Q4 stood as 37 crore as compared to 34 crore in Q4 of last year. So it is reflecting a growth of 11% year-on-year basis. and EBITDA margin for the quarter is 11.3%. So profit after tax stood at 21 crore, which is also like similar of last year and with a margin of 6.3%. For the full year, we also increased the income after 2 years. So our income is 1236 crore in against of 1208 crore in last year, reflecting a growth of 2% plus. And EBITDA for this year is 146 crore with a margin of 11.7%, and profit after tax is 90 crore with a PAT margin of 7.2% for the whole year. For overall performance during the year reflects stable operating execution, disciplined cost management, and continued focus on operational efficiency across the network despite a challenging, as you are all aware, operating environment during this quarter. And from the from a return and efficiency perspective, return on capital employed for FY20 stood at around 20%, reflecting efficient capital utilization despite continued investment towards infrastructure and network expansion. Current ratio is also remained healthy at 3 times, highlighting strong liquidity position, continue, and balance sheet flexibility. Working capital management remained stable during the year with a continued focus on receivable management, which has been maintained even reduced by 1 day, which is from 59 to 58 days. Operational efficiency and disciplined cash flow monitoring. The company continued to maintain healthy working capital metrics supported by its asset-light business model and strong liquidity profile. The company continued to maintain a debt-free balance sheet during FY26 also, and we will intention to keep the same in future as well. So net cash position remained healthy at approximately 136 crore in as of March 2026, providing strong financial flexibility to support future growth initiative and operational requirements. Cash flow from operations is also very robust at the rupees of 112 crore during the year. This company incurred capital expenditure of 67 crore, primarily towards branch expansion, construction of sorting center, and technology enhancement initiative across business verticals. So I just would like to clarify there, earlier we have in a capex plan of 500 crore from FY23 to 27, and which has been revised from 500 to 400, and in this year we have planned to be like execution of around 130 crore, as 270 crore we already spent in last 4 years. After that we will be put in another plan for the next 5 years. So to summarize, the company deliverable stable financial during supported by disciplined execution, healthy liquidity position, and continued focus on operational efficiency. Going ahead, we will remain cautious about ongoing industry challenges, including geopolitical uncertainties, volatility in air fuel prices specifically, increase in labor and operating costs, and regulatory disruptions such as SIR, which may continue to impact logistic demand and costs across the sector. Our priorities remain centered on managing financial discipline, strengthening cash flows, and supporting long-term scalable growth through focused investment across multi-modal logistics capabilities and technology infrastructure. With this, I conclude my remark. We can now open floor for the question and answer. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. We have the first question from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you to give me first opportunity. Chandra ji, I am shareholder since so many years and I always try to ask questions in the phone call. I remember when we made some phone call 3-4 years back. And what was our target for company, which is now going down and down and down, but the market is there, you can't do anything. Sir, my point, page 18 of investor presentation, you see our total income from 2023 to 2026 in 4 years are same, profit margin reduced from 11.2% to 7.2%, that is net profit margin, in spite of our modernization of sorting center, and we do not have any truck. So what is going on in business? Can we stop, start, worst it over?
Hello, Mr. Raviji. thank you for your question. I've also said this many times, like in the last con call also, that it was a cycle that we cannot really avoid. You know, when we had the COVID, there was zero business, and you can see the graph went below, you know, the line. And when COVID was over, we shot up to like 30% growth. So that was a knee-jerk reaction. And then slowly it came down to 18% and then 15% and then, you know, 5% and so forth. So this is something which we are again playing the cycle, the demand and supply cycle, which has taken 5 years, please settle down in at least the logistics industry. There is nothing that we have done to, you know, not mitigate that. We have still paid out dividends, unlike other companies, religiously for the past 5 years, and substantial amount of dividend. So I don't think that we should discount the cyclical the cycles or the business cycles that one has to adhere to, especially after something like COVID. So going forward, of course, the 5 years it takes to kind of like, you know, even out the graph and then start going up again. So I think it's only a matter of time you will start seeing the same level of growth that we were used to earlier.
Right. I understand, sir. Can you bifurcate our total volume in railroad,
yeah,
air traffic and trucks?
Yeah, Raviji, so basically, you see, like, total we have on this multimodal revenue is around 18.5% for the full year in FY26, which is growing. And so, you know, in over the period, we also felt, you know, to depend on the one business is also, like, sometimes risky. And to mitigate that, as we put on a focus to offer other services also and added one by one, like rail and then C2C and then refocusing now on e-commerce. So this is our strategy now to making this around is 18 and 18.5, which will we want to become around 22 to 25% in next 2-3 years. And we continuously making effort to, you know, de-risk the like existing model. So though again surface is a like road segment and where we have the highest stake, and that internally also as we understand your concern of the growth. And that's why if you see, and you might be like appreciate for that, in last 2 quarter we start to growing in the range of single digit, and surely for this quarter also we will be start to grow on the, you know, further on that. So soon you will be see like a rebound on that. And you also, you know, please understand, in spite of that, like a reduction of our margin, we are still in above the levels in PAT level. So this is also our target, to have all the time to, you know, healthy growth, not the growth to just, you know, compromise on the margin and all. So in spite of...
I understand, sir.
So this is the case, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I hope I have clarified.
And this upon railroad is 18.5%?
No. Basically, rail, C2C, air, all put together, and e-commerce. Together is 18.5%.
Okay.
Yeah. Not alone in air.
Okay. And one last, sir, due to spike in fuel prices, any fare we have increased in current quarter?
Yeah, so nowadays is a buzzword and everyone is like concerned about that. And, you know, Raviji, there is a sequential change happening in fuel prices. So though it is a natural passing on process is there, but we wait for some time because we see ultimately diesel has to be increased by at least 10 rupees. So which we already seen is 8 rupees has been increased. So we have taken some time lag to passing on to customer because that sequentials happen in a 10 to 15 days. But now we already passing on to our all the customers, barring I think 10 to 15% we negotiate with them. Otherwise, it's a directly natural process to be passing on that. So we did.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Sir, just had a couple of questions. One is if you can indicate what was the volume in the fourth quarter and the volume growth for the quarter. Yeah.
Yeah, so whole volume, Alok ji, is 267,000 precisely. And the whole year it is, we cross again 1 million and in precisely 1,004,000 basically. And volume growth in this Q4 is 4% over last year.
Right. Okay. So, sir, just wanted to understand, I mean, the growth has been pretty, restricted. I mean, it's been in the mid-single digit and slightly lower than that in the last, even if you look at 7-8 quarters. So, if you can just highlight what's happening there, because the market does not seem to be reviving, at least for us. And also the margins, which used to be pretty high number at 15-16%. And even if we take a normalized margin of 12-13%, we are now at around 10-11%, which seems to be now the stable state margin. So just wanted to get your sense on where the volumes are headed. I mean, if you were to take FY27 volume guidance from you, just if you can highlight on that, because the volume guidance which we have been giving due to different reasons, the numbers have been lower than that, and which has also, I believe, impacted the margins. So just some thoughts on that would be helpful.
Yeah, so, in this quarter, we are given a guidance of around, obviously, high single-digit growth, which is around 9-10%, and we are achieving a 6.5%. So I think handsome job done on that. But we somehow could achieve like again 9% or 10% also, but after March we slightly disturbed on, I think, not major, but 1.5% kind of growth we disturbed due to this all geopolitical situation and major disruption on air side, where our international business is also like getting affected after this Gulf War started on like February end. So, and domestic business also, because there is a disruption in the prices, because ATF has increased in a 50%, and obviously international prices is sort of like, it's like 2x or 3x, so people has hold up their material and all. So that's why we somehow couldn't achieve like 1.5% more growth in this. Second thing, margin level type, as we mentioned in the last time also, one reason was to consolidation of airline, which is again beyond our control. And we are now trying to be like, again, this quarter is again a disturbed quarter for that rate prices and all, you guys aware about that. And again, it is not in our hands. And also is an impact on the other side where, once prices increase in air, people shift to other mode of transportation, like might be in, obviously in surface or rail or whatever it is. So this is also happening because price is higher. But still, I think you will see the number, very good number in quarter one for the air business also. So we're putting effort for that to how to mitigate whatever cost has increased in last year, which we need to pass on to customers. So I think that sense, this time is very good because in our industry, fortunately, unfortunately, people or customer are ready to take the effect of fuel increases, but not other cost increases. Or you can say in general time increase, like consolidation of airline happened and supposing the air cost has increased by 10%, so nobody is ready to give any hike. They're saying it's your problem and there's no general hike happened, no diesel hike happened. So we will not be give to that. But now it is like ATF is increased, so everybody is like ready to give the price hikes, and that we are also taking. Another thing is obviously privatization of these airport funds. So it is also beyond our control. So these are two things. Even my cost has been disturbed by 1.5 basis point. And second, obviously lower volume has dropped my utilization level of truck, which is really we can't be take the risk to reduce the capabilities for the temporary period, and then you added on that. Whenever you reduce the capacity, then you add on a slight higher cost. Third thing, labor cost, you know, everybody's talking about an industry where labor cost is unproportionately increased for every, you know, logistic player, which is also having a, you know, on my overall cost is almost increased by 100 basis point. Though this cost is like less than 10% to overall cost, but you can see there is an increase of like 15-20% on their cost, because otherwise labor, you can't be retain the labor in nowadays, because there is an, again, continuous elections was there, and then labor is going for SIR processes also happened across India. So that was the, you can see like disruption in cost side also continuously going on. And you know, Alok, as you appreciate, is still in the industry, if you see at express industry, we are the, in margin level of PAT level, we 7.5. And obviously we have to be willing to be bring back to be, you know, double digit margin on our PAT level, because again, we don't have any cost and appreciation and interest on that part. So we are very willing, and we, you know, increase our capabilities in multimodal, all the services, which you see in the traction, and margin will be soon increase on that part. So FY27, again, we have an intention to be increased at least 100 basis point to 150 basis point on that, with a revenue growth of double digit plus. Yeah.
So volume growth, what is the guidance for 27?
It is again 10% plus.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And in April and May, we already have kind of lost some growth in the first 2 months because of the reasons you mentioned. So you think this 10% is achievable even after that?
Yeah. So I think for us, even April was not that bad, what we thought of. And May is also, I think, is going good. So we will be, I think quarter one will be given with again kind of like high single, you know, single digit growth. And subsequently in a quarter on quarter basis, we will be improved, because now I think you must be gone through with our presentation where in multimodal, all the services we grown almost 20% plus. So that capabilities will be help us to be grow in this year. And supposing we will be grow these all product like 25%, and then surface is also like in a around double digit growth. So ultimately we will be achieve this 10% for the shop.
Got it. Yeah, I think that's all from my side, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Jinesh Joshi from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have one bookkeeping question. If I look at our depreciation expense, it is up by about 50% to about 9 crores. And even the interest expense has increased to about 1 crore odd. So is there any change in the depreciation policy, and what kind of quarterly trends should we expect from here on?
So there's in a, yeah, this is a good question. So basically, you know, what happened, we had taken two big sorting center on lease on a longer term, which one in, right, one in Kolkata. So because, so that's why it has been added in the ROU assets, basically. Right of use assets has been increased, and that's why it's come in depreciation portion. So this will be, I think will be like next year onwards, this will be in a same range. So that's the only reason.
Understood.
I think on a depreciation policy, depreciation is almost like per quarter is around 6 crore or 625 kind of depreciation would be there in each quarter.
Right. So you mentioned that we have taken lease for two sorting centers. So I think our total count remains intact at 28. So if you can clarify on that bit, please.
Yeah. So basically, earlier we have a policy to take the like all the assets on the less than 1 year contract basically and get renewed wherever it is applicable. So that's why that has not come into right use assets. Indias. Now, as we have taken, because nowadays is a good to having a longer tenure for the lease, because in Mumbai, so we have taken for the 5 year lease, because we freeze the like rate, you know, rent hike and all. And same way we also taken on a, you know, Kolkata also. So we, in Mumbai, we vacate existing one, which we have taken on a 1 year, and a new one taken for the 5 year lease. and on the bigger space. Same way in Kolkata, we vacated like, earlier one and gone to a new one with the again 5-year lease. So that's why this has been increased for this one. Number is the same. So we replaced with the existing to new one.
Oh, understood. And sir, in this quarter, you highlighted that our volumes were at about 2,67,000 tons, which is a 4-5% growth on a YY basis. Can you highlight what is the growth in the surface express volumes? That is one. And secondly, even on the margin side, if you can just clarify one thing. So if I look at our multimodal business, I think domestic air express has grown by about 18%. Even the growth in the rail express business is about 35%. To an extent, I think the growth that we are seeing in volumes could be driven by the multimodal segment. But our margins have come off and you highlighted certain inflationary pressure, and I do understand about these reasons hitting our margins. But is the new segment, the multimodal segment, margin dilutive in nature, and how to think about margins from here on, given surface will continue to dominate the overall mix?
Yeah, so this is a good question. So, sir, basically, you know, what happened, there's a disruption in cost in air domestic and air international. So, this is a temporary effect where margin has been down. Otherwise, it's almost like same to surface or slightly higher on that. Rail margin are very stable. C2C margin also very stable. So, disruption in margin only in air domestic and international in this quarter. But going forward, that will be again, more than surface for the shock. And surface margin also we will be improved with this one, because now as the diesel price has increased. So we seen in 21 or 22 where our margin has been jumped almost 300 basis points in a single year due to that arbitrage benefit we have taken after diesel prices has been high very sharply on that year. So in this year is also like sharply increased, and we're talking about the each and every customer, and we passing on to our customer on a like our selling price, and we pass giving effect of price hikes to my vendor on my cost price. So arbitrage of this one is very good, like kind of 30%. So hopefully we trying to maintain that, and surely it will be help to improve my margin, and everything will be sync with that. But, you know, sometimes flexibility is like time lag is very important, because we susceptible where supposing tomorrow again government increase 5% of diesel prices. Then again, you know, like you establish the process, you discuss the customer, you increase the prices with the customer and everything done. Then suddenly you also get the like hike of 5 rupees. Then you again go and convince them, and then, you know, somehow you need some time for that. So that might be like hurt, supposing one or two. Again, increases happened, which is we don't see really, because 8 rupees is, I think, fine. 1 or 2 rupees might be increased, but supposing tomorrow they will be increased further 7 rupees, then again, becoming slight challenge to we again go to customer and convince them, and then, you know, increase the prices. Otherwise, supposing it is stable, that's why we, giving in a cautious statement also, because this time is highly, highly unpredictable environment is going on. Though we are highly profitable company and we are also chasing all the time stable margin, stable, you know, cash flow position and all. So depending upon slightly on this geopolitical situation, which we right now not seeing anything, deteriorating, but right we seeing now is a stable one. So hopefully we'll be increase the margin for the sure for 100 to 150 basis point for sure.
Sir, one last question from my side. What was the capex to upgrade the Nagpur sorting center, and what kind of reduction in sorting time have we seen because of this automation? That is one. And secondly, what are the timelines for automation in Calcutta and Ahmedabad? If you can just clarify, and also the capex that we need to incur for these automations.
Yeah, so very good. So basically, on Nagpur, we were on a lease basis. So now we built up our own one. And for clarification for everyone, this is not fully automated one. This is a semi-automated one, because this is not a big facility. It is around 70,000 to 75,000 square foot facility only. And that's why I don't see any, you know, changes on a cutoff any time in, like, you know, for the this one router and all. This would be, I think, almost same or like hardly 5%-7% changes on that. So because it's not fully automated, one, it is no sense to be having automation there for this purpose. And, you know, for this year, we make a total CapEx of 67 crore rupees, which we spent on ongoing projects also, which is going on, one in Lucknow, another one in Ahmedabad and Kolkata. So these three locations is also going, and future we also like built up in next one be in Chennai and Bangalore. We will be try for that.
So the automation timeline.
Yeah, Kolkata and Ahmedabad will be automate, and I think Ahmedabad and Kolkata construction will be finished in this year, and automation will be ramp up in by next half year. Like in FY28, half will be there.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, please.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Chirag from Keynote. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is that as you have changed your recognition method for your for the warehouses, just wanted to understand on the like-to-like basis, what were our EBITDA profits?
Sorry, can you come again? I couldn't get your question.
So as you said that we are now leasing our warehouses space. So the recognition methods related to rent has changed to Ind AS 116, right? Which is pouring down through depreciation and finance costs. So if on a pre-Ind AS basis, we would have looked at what would have been our EBITDA profits for the quarter?
So it is like, this is actually exceptional item. Usually we getting on an annual basis only. So there would not be many, you know, any big change. This hardly like whatever EBITDA has increased. So you have seen on a PBT level, we also same way.
So if I understand that 4 crores of worth of interest and depreciation expense have increased on a YOY basis, our EBITDA profits would have been 28 crores rather than 32 crores.
Not really, because some depreciation is usual depreciation is also increased, which is, you know, assets we increased like Nagpur increases and, you know, last time we Indore has been added in the, you know, just end of the year. So full year depreciation is coming and other assets also coming. So I think, yes, you rightly said around 3 crore kind of capex, sorry, this leasehold has been. Otherwise, it's 29 crore rupees on EBITDA level. And PBT level obviously is the same otherwise.
Right. So secondly, I wanted to understand this thing that will it be possible for you to provide volumes for non-surface?
Non-surface volume, actually, sir, you know, this is very unpredictable on the sense because this is a like, you know, in international, there are different countries we're serving. So volume is, again, supposing it's going Canada or US or supposing it's going UAE. So volume is really highly unpredictable and there is no value on that. But in air and rail, we don't want to be gifts. Once it will be become like in a sizable one, then we will be start to disclose. Otherwise, you know, this is again a very niche segment on rail and all because we doing through the passenger trains. So this is really very niche segment. So we really don't want to be disclosed on that, please.
Got it. Will it be fair to assume that the realization that we are getting on rail passengers, as you're saying, is somewhat equivalent to what we have in road express, surface express?
No, so it is, on that sense, yes, it is mid of air and, you know, surface. So it is almost like 2.5x almost to surface, basically. That is that. Prices.
Got it.
So supposing I am charging 15 rupees for surface, rail would be in the range of 35 to 40, and obviously air is in, again, 80 to 100 rupees, you know,
got
this
it.
Way. So I'm just giving an example. It is not like exact number,
right.
But I'm saying on that way.
So as we are using passenger trains,
yeah.
We are not liable. So generally, logistic industry, if I'm not wrong, becomes profitable when there are two and fro movements of goods taking place in a particular trailer or a truck. But when it when it, and similar when it comes to pass, railways also, if it would have been direct freight corridors way of doing things, we would have required to become profitable. We would have required to and fro movements of goods taking place. As we are doing it through passenger vehicles, will it be fair to assume that we are profitable on operating levels in our rail business?
Yeah, so good question. So basically, to for clarity for everyone, so in rail and air, it is not applicable. What you say, like to and fro, not required. Air, you know, operations are completely different. Where we hiring the space on, you know, because these prices are also completely different. Where is a like, you know, busy route is having a different prices and empty route has a different prices. Supposing I am bringing the material from Delhi to Kolkata is a different price, even for rail and air also. And from Kolkata back to Delhi, prices are very low. So this is not applicable on that. It is we hiring only space wherever we required from the directly railway also and through agent network also. So this is a good profitable business in air, in rail side and air side. Same way in air, they providing the belly space to, you know, we directly having now connection with the biggest airline in India. So that is also advantage we have. That's why I'm saying ki on air prices, we have taken very high control and now it is under control and we will be show the margin improvement in spite of these all ATF increase and all, because we are now direct, you know, we've taken the direct stock from the biggest airline in India. And that will be really giving advantage to giving a preference of the cargo also. And obviously, you know, price stability also in this challenging environment. So on that sense, gross profit in both the cases is more than 30%.
Got it. 30%.
Yeah.
Yes. No, good to hear that. As a, and similarly, are we seeing demand escalating towards this compared to surface? Because in my understanding, what happened in last 1 year is that the air and air express industry has not grown, maybe broadly 2%. However, the surface industry has seen growth, like in double digit. It is just that we have not seen that kind of a growth compared to peers, listed and unlisted space.
So again, you rightly said this number is showing that way, but we should see which like segment has been grown on for, which product I am saying or transportation is grown. So basically, if you see, auto is had not grown that much. You know, this consumer durables has not grown that much. Lifestyle product has not, you know, grown that much. But other product, like if you see, paint industry has grown very well. Like home, you know, the like, you know, pharmaceutical is grown very well. So it's depending upon product to brand related to like e-com related product is also grown very fast because quick commerce is like, you know, increasing. So depending upon that, but if you see in other industry where we like also dealing in, where we surveying, so almost everyone is on a, you know, same platform in Q4 if you see the numbers. I think the same number on that. Wherever like in the, people are like depending upon the e-com industry, they are grown slightly higher. This is fine. So we now, again, and another thing, you know, air industry is we have very minuscule share. So now we're putting in more branches to getting more business from the SME customer, from the like majorly from tier 2, tier 3 cities. That is really good results to us. And for the rail also, we have the same strategy where we getting the more, we putting more branches, more team where we getting the material from the tier 2, tier 3 cities. This is really giving a good, you know, positivity in the company's business. We will be keep continue with this strategy only.
Got it. Got it. So we are somewhat focusing more towards the multi-modal logistics and focusing that our revenue from that particular segment increases drastically compared to our earlier business.
No, no, no. So this is not that way. Actually, I am saying slightly higher growth in multimodal, which is like we want to become currently is around 18%. We want to become not much, but like 20 to 25% in next 3-4 years. By 2030, we want 22 plus kind of share from these services. Means surface will be also, you know, increase on a same way, but slightly because these are the is a mature market or you can say is like existing product where we can be growing 10%, but obviously these other services are niche segment where we certainly grow in a 20% plus kind of growth. So they will be having a slightly higher share in each year, but not much like 1-1.5% in each year will be increased on that part. So I am saying on that way.
Okay, okay.
So focus is yes for the all services because, you know, my surface is an anchor product, so that has to be, must be grow for that.
And will it be possible for you to provide the revenue mix from SME and non-SME clients?
Yeah, this is, you know, since last two decades, we maintaining in a 50-50. Right now, it's around 48 to 52 because, again, everyone knows SMEs are under stress slightly. And that's why this ratio is, but we are trying hard to be getting back into in 50% plus, obviously. And in this year, results are very good in this last 2 months. So hopefully in each quarter, we will be maintaining this year onwards in 50-50, which we maintained since last two decades.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
So one thing, it has been, I'm happy to see that we have made a volume of 267,000 for the particular quarter. If I look at last 24 quarters, this is the highest volume that we did. I just wanted to understand that going forward, will it be possible us to maintain the current run rate of volumes and make sure that we would be able to grow on a conservative basis? Because I understand that this is industry dynamics where the sales comes from the perspective when the logistic industry is booming, the client per se industry is booming. But just wanted to be very clear that on a conservative basis also, we are expecting that we would be able to grow our volumes at 8-10%.
Yeah, yeah. So 10% is achievable and we will be surely achieve for that and be making lots of effort for that. I said like in internally in surface, we also put on a people all vertical wise, like each team is like giving an, a special focus on new segments also like EV vehicles and solar and defense. These kind of product we also exclusively giving it. This is a new segment where we don't have the business opposing on EV. We are very less business. Now we're giving a focus on that and you see many, many electronic small vehicle companies is coming. So we started to doing like, you know, relationship with them. So certainly internally in surface cargo also we will be have the, you know, focus for the different verticals to getting a more market share from the like customer and all. And obviously price hikes is also happening this year. So overall growth, I will be finished in the range of 12-15% with the price hikes also. So volume would be, certainly we will be get in more than 10%.
Got it. Just one last one from my side. As the prices of diesel have increased, I understand that we would be able to pass it on to our clients, maybe in slight lag manner. But I just wanted to have your view on unit economics related to EBITDA per kg. Like today we make what 12.4 rupees per kg revenue and our EBITDA is around 1.25 to 1.27. We have been in the range of almost 2 rupees, 1.8 rupees EBITDA per kg historically.
Yeah.
So just wanted your guidance, how we can improvise on our operating expenses so that we can actually reach back to those levels again.
So I think I already replied on that, but again to repeat that. So basically, you know, like if supposing these fuel hikes has already been stabilized and there is no hike happen in future, which we also discuss with the client and handsomely passing on to customers, almost 85% we passed on to customers. But supposing tomorrow again is increasing up to like 7 rupees or so, then this is slightly challenged and might be like, you know, we also bear that cost for the some extent. So this is all depend. So supposing in any disruption on and this Gulf War is going on longer period, then, you know, indirect impact also there because there is a two impact. One is diesel cost, but certainly other input cost is also increasing gradually, like, you know, dollar is what you've seen is in a worse condition, rupee dollar ratio and all. And labor cost is still bound because government want to give a social security to these guys. Minimum wages is increasing continuously for, and over and above, like each state government also want to be like putting very high pressure to be implement these norms by every state. And we are as a pan-India company. So slightly it all depends, you know, but we are very confident to be like passing on everything and to customer. And environment, that sense, customers are, you know, like very positive to accept these increases because they are also aware about the situation. And there is an overall pressure for that, you know, from each service provider for these customers. So by these conditions, yes, we will be improved. Supposing this is stabilized in current time, then certainly we will be improved the level of around 100 basis point to 150 basis point in EBITDA level, for sure.
Got it. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Vivek from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to have an understanding on your branch expansion and manpower addition plans going forward.
Yeah. So basically, you know, branch expansion, as you know, we opening up the branches almost like in last year, we opened around 70 branches, where is majorly open for the air and rail business because these are new businesses where we want to, in a different focus, to getting more revenue from that. That's why we opening up the separate branches also, and around 15-20 branches in a surface business. So in this year also, we have very good setup. We have very good study in our hands where we have to be open the branches for these all products. So again, in this year, 40 branch would be open for surface business and 60 branches for the rail and air and C2C put together. So again, expansion plan for the 100 branches would be there in this year.
Got it. Also, I think I might have missed out on that point. Could you provide your reason? Could you provide some reason on, you know, the increase in depreciation for this quarter, and going forward, what can we expect to be a sustainable rate or amount of depreciation on a quarterly or on an annual basis?
Yeah. To again, I just I have gone detailed reply for that, but this is basically on due to ROU has increased. That's why this number is there. But I think in run rate would be for the whole year, not 30 to 32 crore rupees in next year. Because this is around 2.5 crore, around amount has been increased, 2.5 crore to 3 crore increase due to ROU we have taken in this quarter, and it will be also same in the next quarter as well.
Got it, got it. Sir, just one more thing. On the volume growth, you said that you expect a 10% sustainable volume growth on a conservative basis. Based on the volume growth, what kind of revenue guidance would you give out?
It is again, because now is the price hike time, and we also passing on to customers handsomely. So for sure, 15% plus.
So this is for FY27, or you're targeting for a long-term basis?
So again, it is very hard to say after that, but again, for FY27, we are for sure like 15% in revenue growth, I am saying. And volume is 10-11%.
Got it, got it. Also...
Sorry to interrupt in between, Vivek. I would request you to please rejoin the queue again for more questions.
Sure, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, right, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have joined the queue late, so I might have missed out this. What has been our capacity utilization for this particular quarter?
Yeah, so capacity utilization slightly improved over quarter-on-quarter basis. So in this quarter was around 83% utilization was there in this quarter.
I missed it. Is it 83%, right?
Yeah, 83% plus. So kind of like 83.25.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Pravesh Kodar from 4 Lion Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. First question, multimodal revenue last year, FY25 was 17%, or 17.5%, and therefore what was the full year growth in multimodal business?
So this year is in like an around, it is now around 18.5%. So overall, whole growth was around 20% in this segment. Multimodal.
For the full year FY26?
FY26, yeah.
Okay, got it. And for FY27, do we expect this to continue on the multimodal side?
Yes, and even slightly increase, but for sure, yes, 20%.
Got it, understood. Last question on the e-commerce business. Can you give some more color on who you are competing with, what segments you are in, and what kind of work you are doing?
Yeah, great. So basically, in e-commerce business, we earlier also do like 4-5%, but over the period that has been reduced because we does not have any strategy to be like doing for the because new service provider was there and all. But now we refocusing basically more into D2C segment where brands directly deliver to customer. And where we have our like strength there because everywhere we have the branches. So we refocusing on that and B2C also. So we targeting very SME customer, not the like big giants. These again, two big boys and all. So we giving a and in-city deliveries, sorry, intra-city deliveries and within the state kind of work, we put more focus on that one. Again, because our target is to having the only profitable business in this segment. Otherwise, we will not do that. So our strategy is very clear. We will be do with the again, client which is in a prime, this top two or like top five and then second line. So we are always targeting on a second line and very small SMEs which is directly sending to these D2C segment. So our target is that and to ultimately, right now we are around 2.5% kind of business in e-com, which we want to be increased to like 5% also. And also we putting in a, for effort for the B2B segment also in e-commerce, which other companies also doing the same way where material going from their merchant to like warehouses or warehouses to, return to, merchants. Which business we also focusing for this e-com segment. This is also giving a good results. We are very near to close in a one big account, account for that. So we refocusing on that sense also, where we will be do the B2B segments within the e-com window.
And you have mentioned Qcom also within e-com. What are we doing there exactly?
No, no. Q-commerce, we are really not going under that. This is not in our under strategy, actually. I am saying D2C, and within e-commerce, B2B movement, where they're happening from merchant to these all warehouses of these platforms. That segment I'm saying.
Got it. Are we working with any 4P kind of players like Shiprocket, Shadowfax kind of a thing? Or it's directly with the end SME customer?
Few customers are there. Yeah. Few customers we focusing, you rightly said, we focusing on that platform also, how we can be like more competitive and more revenue can be taken from these platforms. So we focusing on that as well, yes. We're getting few business, small businesses from there as well. And direct, obviously, our major strategy to get the direct approach from the SMEs because we have very good relations with the across India. So we know the market, we know the geography. So our focus is to giving these small customer or direct going to them. But obviously, these platform is also giving an opportunity to everyone. So we also register ourselves in these two platform and getting business from there as well.
Understood. Thank you. All the best.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question. And with that concludes the question and answer session. I now hand the conference back to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank everyone, all the shareholders, to attend this call and looking forward to speaking again next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you, everyone, for joining with us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.